Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Man, we have a lot of Mississippi connections in the Super Bowl. That's exciting. I'd like to know from our listeners on the agup.com text line, do you already have your plans? It's early in the week. Some of you do you go the same party or you host every year. So I'd like to know where you are on that. 601-885-3776. Do you know today what you're doing for the Super Bowl next Sunday afternoon? Ag Up Equipment text line 601-885-3776. Do you know what you're cooking? Do you already know what you're, cooking and eating and so on? Blake, do you know what you're going to be doing for the Chiefs and Eagles game? You're for the Chiefs.
Yes.
I'm for the Eagles.
Unequivocally. Well, you're a traitor.
Well, I heard you talking to yourself over there this morning. And telling yourself why you were for the Kansas City Chiefs and not for the Philadelphia Eagles.
This
could be the Philadelphia Eagles' second Super Bowl win since your Dallas Cowboys won it 100 years ago. And they're
it's really despicable.
They're both in the same division, yeah. And that could really, really, you could be salty.
They'd still
on
be
Monday
multiple
morning.
Away from the Cowboys.
It so would be fine. Fletcher Cox, A.J. Brown, Big play Slay, among others, getting rings. Fletcher second, AJ's first, big plays first. And then there's some Gardner Minshew's first. There's some other dudes.
Dude, love those guys. Hope they lose.
Gamewell. What?
Think they're great players. I hope they lose. I mean, unequivocally.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm for the Eagles.
Yeah. And you're a traitor.
All right.
And you'll never be allowed to root for the Cowboys again.
All right. So I'm going to go for the – well, and it just makes it more fun that we're going against each other.
That's true.
Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Bundle your car and home and save at favorites.com for excellent customer service. When, God forbid, something happens to your car or your home, Farm Bureau Insurance. And our guests join us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. We'll have Brad Edwards, 25 years at ESPN, went to Alabama. Roll Tide Bama Insider on Nick Saban's new OC and DC. That would be Tommy Reese from Notre Dame. How about that? Notre Dame's got to be sitting there going, the arrogance of Notre Dame football, Notre Dame alums, Notre Dame academically, right? Okay. It's kind of like the elites that we reference on the East and West Coast. All right. Can you imagine what's going on? LSU stole their most successful coach in the last 40 years, including Lou Holtz, who wore, I know he won a mythical national championship in 1988. And we all know that everything was mythical pre-1998 when we actually got something that somewhat looked like a championship model with the BCS. And then we rolled into the college football playoff. Okay. But Brian Kelly was unbelievable at Notre Dame because they lost their way for a while. Now, and they still don't understand why Brian Kelly went down to the sticks of Baton Rouge with the Cajuns and took that job. I mean, again, I talked about it. The Chicago Notre Dame alums, the New York Notre Dame alums, heck, the L.A. Notre Dame alums that all meet and, you know, for a beverage and this and that and fly around on their planes. They don't understand. And now Nick Saban goes and gets their homegrown guy, Tommy Rees, their OC, as their coordinator. That was an upgrade, by the way, over Bill O'Brien, according to the metrics. He's not elite, but it was an upgrade. Maybe the bar was that low. And then Kevin Steele, the 40-year veteran, left Miami. I mean, he left great weather. Now, what they are as a football program, we can all debate as far as the Miami Hurricanes. Because Mario Cristobal had a really rough and tough year down in Miami in a crappy, crappy conference in the ACC. But Kevin Steele, he's already been fired. You know, he and Saban have already duked it out once. This will be his third time through. Then he went through a rehab little stint at Alabama. This is the third time for these two to reunite, so to speak. It's kind of like if you have a girlfriend and you broke up, got together, you know, that whole deal. Or maybe you have an ex-wife and y'all can't just cut the cord. Maybe the bedroom romance is too good. But the Kevin Steele is known as a locker room wrecker. But he's a good defensive coordinator, and he likes to throw down in recruiting. He's been through Clemson, Auburn, Bama, Miami, among other stops. And don't get me wrong, dude knows football. He's an upgrade over Golding. He's not elite either. But we were hoping that Saban would really, really, really drop the ball so that the Dogs and the Rebs and some other teams may have just a little bit better chance, just a little bit better chance of maybe getting past Bama. And Saban comes through with some, all in all, some pretty damn good hires.
Yeah, it's interesting who he went with. Kevin Steele, could there be some off-the-field consternation, some behind-the-scenes wrinkles that Kevin Steele maybe causes that could cause problems? But on the field, it is interesting that he went with...
You mean like he and Charlie Strong going fisticuffs in the Miami locker room only like 3 weeks into the season?
What's worse, your two assistant coaches fighting or your quarterback and linebacker fighting? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, that's a great, right? Which path do you want to take today?
Yeah, the road less traveled. Kevin Steele's resume is wild. It's probably the exact opposite of Tommy Rees, who, by the way, turned down Brian Kelly to go to LSU as OC. A lot of people, we didn't really cover too much of that because it happened pretty quickly. He chose to stay with Marcus Freeman and then immediately said, why would I book a room on the Titanic? I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
Leo dies. And so he said, I'm getting out of here. And Notre Dame fans hung the Tommy Rees is staying thing as a banner last year because he turned down Brian tried to use his sneaky snake tactics to get Tommy Rees to leave, but he didn't because he's true blue Notre Dame. And now Tommy Rees is there. But their resumes are totally different.
Is he as true blue Notre Dame as Matt Luke is Ole Miss?
No one is.
Okay.
Yeah, except maybe Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Got it. Who continues to flirt with every NFL team out there.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
If a supermodel walks up, are you not talking to her?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Kevin Steele's resume is wild. It's the exact opposite of Tommy Rees. Tommy Rees basically...
That's why I'm cheering for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Tommy Rees
Big play Slay's wife is a model. She's gorgeous.
There's plenty of beautiful women on both sides. Right. Terrible reason. Tommy Rees's resume is one-sided. It's Notre Dame. Kevin Steele, listen to the names. These are all the different schools. If he had, how NFL players put jerseys up on the wall of all the places they played? Like college player. Look, yeah. Kyle Morris's house has his...
Gators.
Has his high school, JUCO. College, it, right? Yeah, Florida and Mississippi College. I guess that's not JUCO, but NAACP3, whatever it is. And so... Tennessee, New Mexico State, Oklahoma State, Nebraska, Carolina Panthers. There you go. He should have stayed up there in the NFL. Baylor, where he was actually a head coach. It was terrible. Florida State, Alabama the first time, Clemson, Alabama again. We won't count it. LSU, that's 10. Auburn, Miami of Florida, That's 12.
Can you imagine being his wife?
12 different schools that he has officially worked for as either a GA or a coach assistant slash head coach.
So they never live anywhere more than 18 months. I'm sure that's fun for Miss Steele.
Let's see the longest time.
Well, he was at Clemson, I think, for a while before Dabo let him go after that
9, 10, 11 in Clemson. He spent 3, 4, 5, and 6 in Florida State.
Oh, that was under Bobby Bowden.
And he spent 4 years at he spent 4 years at Carolina, 4 years at Baylor, 4 years at Florida State. He spent 5 years at Nebraska as the linebackers coach.
What years?
89 to 94.
That's Tom Osborne. He missed the national championship by a season or two.
Well, Alabama may miss the national championship by a game or two, so it'll be apropos.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Tommy Rees, offensive coordinator for Bama. Kevin Steele, defensive coordinator. Now Miami has both coordinator positions open.
Oh.
Mario Cristobal has to fill those. Lane Train and Zach Arnett right now, they're good to go. But anything can happen, as we all know.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of months. And Lane's big hire was Pete Golding. And because he was at Alabama for a few years. And let me think what the biggest hire was. But Chad Bumpus was like, people went crazy over that because he's a former player. And David Turner, because he's coached a bunch of those defensive linemen. And he came back to
the whole staff struggle. To me for Arnett, because you're creating a whole staff out of thin air, basically.
Yeah.
You can't, I mean, any one of those pieces without them, you're weaker, right? You don't have David Turner. You don't sign Jonathan Davis. If you don't have Chad Bumpus, who knows who you don't get, right?
I mean,
as a recruiter, you don't get Barbe or figure out who you want in DC. All those hires are crucial because you're building a staff for the first time.
It's an inexperienced staff at head coach, DC, and OC.
Mm.
Although, people think they're talented and trending the right direction. The veterans are in the line of scrimmage, which is good. That's we're a line of scrimmage league with Will Friend and David Turner. And then, of course, Tony Hughes is a longtime veteran. So he's got a combo of young grinders, up-and-comers, and all that, Barbe's, Bumpus's, Matt Brock's. And then he's got the veterans of David Turner, Will Friend, Tony Hughes. I guess that's probably about, though, McBath has 3 years of SEC experience.
Well, and the guy leading your CEO, Brad Peterson, is not, it's a different style of CEO than what you had under Mike Leach.
Yeah, no doubt. And Brad's been a head coach for a long time, and he got to see it under Dan Moorhead and Leach, and he got to see what they did well and what they didn't do well. That's a good point. So, Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9 The Zone, brought to you by AgUp.com. And our AgUp.com text line, 601-885-3776. 885-3776. Let's do a giveaway on the text line.
Oh,
y'all weigh in on the Super Bowl or what's happening in SEC football. And Blake and I will get into some nonsense here at some point. But we're giving away a $25 gift certificate to Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue in Madison or Brandon. And we're also giving away a Long Branch Bourbon, what do you call it, a juicer?
Yeah, for your bar.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
I got that out there. I didn't realize they shipped that many of them to us. We have like a dozen of them.
Yeah, they're very nice.
They're cool. And they also shipped some Long Branch Bourbon journals, which are really, really nice. I was back there looking at them this morning. And so that's now our big Super Bowl giveaway is the Patron Tequila golf bag.
Whoa.
That's later in the week, and you will need to register at whiskey61.com.
So you probably should go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, you don't ever have to post. Well, actually, we are going to have. Yes, I take that back. To get in the mix later in the week, Blake and I will have a post that you can post under. But that Titleist Patron Tequila golf bag, that's going to be one of our big boys on Thursday, Friday. It is nice. Really, really. It's black and white. I'll send out a picture on the Twitters and Instagram and Facebook. So whiskey61.com, you'll want to register there. You won't have to post a lot, but you will have to post to enter to potentially win that awesome. And if you don't play golf, you can give it to a client or a family member or whatever, a friend, and they may cook you like some amazing ribs for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there? Did I miss anything else? The giveaway today is B3.
Yeah,
Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue. That's on the text line, and a Long Branch juicer. So that when you're doing like lemons, limes, oranges.
If you're into the health, look, obviously it goes great with like a Tito's tonic and lime, right? You'd want to juice a little bit of that. But in reality, you could actually just use it for anything. You know, make some fresh squeezed orange juice, whatever you might want. It's a good juicer quality.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Anything else that
you nailed the giveaway. I was going to ask you real quick.
Thank you.
Because I know we're going to have Dave Bartu on all offseason. We have so much time.
Yeah.
We all want answers right away. It's funny how this works.
And there are no answers.
Yeah. And so we have so many days to discuss these new teams. But all 3 years of the Kiffin-Leach era together, we pretty much summed it up as it's Kiffin and he's built a pretty dang good staff group versus Leach, who's got a genius mind and has a lot less behind him.
Right.
Now, as we sit, how do you feel about the two staffs and where they measure up against each other?
I think that Arnett's staff is a much better recruiting staff.
Than the previous state.
Absolutely. Okay. He's also got better LOS coaches. That's line of scrimmage.
Okay.
All right. The jury is out on Barbe and Matt Brock. Not that they're, again, can't be good coaches. And Ole Miss has the edge at the two coordinator positions because Lane's got 15 years of calling plays. And Pete Golding's got a lot under his belt. Pete wasn't elite or great at Bama like Kirby Smart or Jeremy Pruitt. And you could argue for Bama standards, he wasn't good, but he was solid, solid plus. So there's still an advantage there, but, Arnett did a really good job. Mike Leach's staff was not strong. I'm just going to call it like I see it, especially on the offensive side of the football. It all came down to Mike Leach's brilliance. And, but Arnett did a good job as DC.
Yeah,
and he does have 3 years of play calling under his belt. That's good for the program, and we don't need to. We need to make sure that we remember that because he's been in the fire. He's called it against Ole Miss, Bama, Auburn, LSU, A&M, and multiple times. And look, they were not left. Arnett or Leach never had a special player. They just didn't. Mississippi State had gone a long time having special players: Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, Dak. You know, Jeffrey Simmons, Willie, and those guys are tier one, big time players. The 3 years that Leach was at Mississippi State, it was a combination of Moorhead and Leach's staff. There was not a special, you know, Lane did have. He had Matt Corral. And you could make a strong argument for Elijah Moore and Sam Williams.
Yeah. So, but especially Matt Corral at the number one position.
At the number one position. Yes. So a special player covers up we all have deficiencies in what we do. And it allowed Lane to make a few more mistakes on a Saturday, whereas Leach didn't have that wiggle room.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, talking about Arnett and defense, and we'll see.
Boy, this is going to land wrong for some people. Let's throw out we're streaming live on the Out of Bounds radio app, and we're giving away a Burgers, Blues, and Barbecue gift card and a Long Branch juicer bar.
I mean, it's just a fruit juicer. Yeah, juicer. I don't know. Yeah, hand juicer. So,
best text today.
Yeah, my question, I guess, with Arnett is he's got a, I don't want to call it defensive heavy, because you did hit some good positions on offense, but there are definitely a lot of big defensive pieces. For a team that and a program that has prided itself on defense, and you look at the Super Bowl and they have Fletcher Cox and Chris Jones and Willie Gay and Darius Slay, four of the prominent defensive names on both sides of the Super Bowl that you'll hear all week, right? Especially Fletcher and Chris Jones at a premium position of getting to the QB.
Right.
Zach Arnett has had none of that since he's been in Starkville.
No.
And that's a little surprising.
Not anything on the D-line, and he had a weak D-line coach. That has now been replaced with David Turner.
His two best players on defense since he's been there have been secondaries.
Guys who play 6, 8, 10 yards off the ball.
Yep.
And also, they're not on the edge and they're not in the interior D-line.
Yeah. And while you look, every team in the country at college would love to have Emmanuel Forbes or Martin Emerson in their secondary. Not a shot at those two guys. There's a reason Emerson's playing so well in the NFL with Cleveland. There's a reason Emmanuel Forbes is skyrocketing up draft boards right now.
You just said skyrocketing?
Yeah, and draft boards.
And that gets me fired up.
But that guy can only affect so much of the field at any given moment. A pass rusher changes the whole play.
Yes, he does.
Zach Arnett's had none of that.
Well, the question is, who can be a really good pass rusher for MSU and Ole Miss this year?
Yeah. Kiffin's at least had Sam. In 3 years, he's had one high-end guy, Sam Williams.
Correct.
Who was kind of quietly high-end. Like, think
2021, he had a heck of a year.
But it just
parlayed that into being drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and making a bunch of money.
And has had a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can, you look at the talent out of Mississippi in the Super Bowl and you go, what can Kiffin and Arnett do to add to that next crop?
Right.
Both in recruiting and finding them, but also now developing them.
Mississippi State wants Travion Williams to be the guy this year. And a game wrecker on the defensive line. And Crumity coming back is pretty insane. Do you want to drop this A.J. Brown stuff? All right. A.J. Brown is a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm cheering for the Eagles. Big play Slay, Fletcher Cox, A.J. Brown. And Blake is cheering for the Chiefs. This is A.J. Brown talking about the talent from Mississippi in the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I think the state of Mississippi just slept on, they don't think too many guys are going to come out of their state and produce at a high level. You know, they got some guys like Chris Jones, a couple more other guys, from the state as well. And so do we. That's a state that's just hungry. It kind of reminds me of Philly, we're poor state. Not giving much, you got to go earn whatever you want, and that's just how it is. And so, I'm pretty sure the state of Mississippi is proud of everyone who's going to play in the Super Bowl, and I know Mississippi is going to represent well.
Love it, he nailed it. And man, there's even we have years where we have Mississippi flavor. This year, it's crazy. With some of the guys that ended up at Memphis or Washington State and Southern Miss. And of course, you've got Mississippi State is well, well represented. And A.J. Brown plays one of those positions that we all keep an eye on, on the offensive side of the football with wide receiver. That was A.J. Brown talking Mississippi talent in the Super Bowl. They will be all over the field on Sunday afternoon, which I think is exciting. We've got some players that are going for Super Bowl ring with Mississippi ties. Super Bowl ring number 2. And Blake is cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Got to.
Because he's mad that Jerry Jones hasn't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s. And the division rival, Philadelphia Eagles, could knock down number two since the Dallas Cowboys have even won another one.
But that doesn't even matter. The Cowboys could have won 10 straight, and I still would never cheer for the Eagles.
Okay.
Or the Giants. Well, I mean, State and Ole Miss fans don't cheer for each other, and nor should they. Alabama and Auburn fans don't. You should hate your rivalry, and you should hate your rival, and rightfully so.
Well, I may order a Philadelphia Eagles pullover.
I hope the Chiefs beat them worse than the Seahawks beat the Broncos when Peyton Manning fumbled the first snap of the day.
When it was snapped over his right shoulder,
yep.
That was crazy.
It's like 50-7 or something like that.
Man.
I hope it's twice that.
John Elway said in the ESPN magazine article that he had nightmares about that. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Brad Edwards joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line at 8:30 to talk Saber and his two new coordinators.